thank you for being here this morning and for taking a stand together with each one of us to see God's word move over the world. And our theme today is praising God, praising the Lord. And what is praise? You know, praise is something that we do to honor. Praise is worship. We give God worship. But in the vernacular, in our realm, we praise. We do a lot of praising. We have birthdays, and we honor someone for the day that they were born, and moms remember the day they were born. And we acknowledge what a wonderful child that we have, our children's birthdays, our own birthdays. It's a time where we can recognize each individual's lives. We recognize anniversaries, sports events. They have banquets for awards. Schools, you get on the honor roll, and everybody praises you for that. And it makes you feel good. Huh, Gabe? What type of praise do you like to receive? When you do something good, and mom and dad say, "Wow, that's great. Why don't we go to Toys R Us and find something?" Well, incentive there, but you know, we enjoy being honored and appreciated. Right? Everyone enjoys that, right? Yes. Well, what do you think of how our Heavenly Father would feel if we praised Him every single day? And you see how, what an awesome privilege He would feel, because the whole purpose of man is for Him to have fellowship with. And all He wants is His children to appreciate Him and acknowledge Him. You know, last week we studied on trusting in the Lord, and one of the things in trusting is acknowledging. And acknowledge is to take knowledge of someone. And He wants us to take knowledge of Him in everything that we do. He doesn't want us to do anything of our own selves. Jesus Christ was perfect proof of that. He said, "I of my own self can do nothing. I do the will of the Father." And that's how we can be victorious in every situation, when we do the will of the Father. When we acknowledge Him in everything we do, when we praise Him. And we're going to start in the book of Acts and look at how God provided a way to praise Him for the first century church in providing speaking in tongues. And that was the perfect praise that we can do to Him. And when we get born again, we have that ability right within us in that spirit. It's a matter of knowing it's there and manifesting it. But you have the choice. But he provided a way. You know, when Jesus Christ was tempted, one of the things He was tempted on was, if you will bow down and worship me. The devil from the very beginning wanted to be worshipped. He wanted to be as the Most High God. So the thing that he's going to try and trick us from is worshiping God. Thinking that, you know, well, you know, just look at the five senses and that'll keep you busy, and then you forget about. When you worship God, you don't think about the five senses. You see how great and powerful He is and how He can provide for us. So you can't be miserable and praise at the same time. Isn't that great? Even if you're sad, praising makes you happy. So let's look at Acts chapter 2. In verse 11, when they received the gift of the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost, they heard them speak this funny language, and the miracle of it was, phenomenal of it was, that there were people from all over, and they heard them speak in their own tongues. And what did they speak? It says in verse 11, chapter 2, "Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And if you want to praise God, speak the wonderful works of God. And it's so awesome. That builds you up, and that gives you the ability to be victorious in every situation. Let's look in Acts chapter 2, verse 46. It says that this is the day of Pentecost, and people heard the phenomenon of speaking in tongues. 3,000 people were born again that day, received the gift of Holy Spirit. And that was only in one day. And it says in verse 46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You know, they were with one accord breaking bread from house to house, and they were praising God. And look at the effect. They continued, the word of God continued to grow as they were in one accord and praised God. So it's an exhortation. We still live in the book of Acts. We are still continuing to see the acts of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to see signs, miracles, and wonders. So a big key to that is praising God and being of one accord. Look at Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John went to the temple, and there was a man lame from his mother's womb, and Peter said, verse 4 says, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. And what did he say? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he what? Leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple. Now we can read it. Walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. See, that was the thankfulness of that deliverance, was walking and leaping and praising God. And when you want deliverance, you have to step out. You have to receive the word, and you have to take action on it. And God took action on his word from the very beginning. He proved to us of his integrity when he said in Genesis, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. He said, made the stars and the moon, the land, everything, and it came to pass. So he proved from the very beginning of Genesis in his word that he would be faithful to his word. So we need to walk out on it and just praise him for all that he's done. Isn't this wonderful? Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 46 says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter. They speaking in tongues magnifies God. Isn't that wonderful? It's speaking the wonderful works of God. So if we want to praise God, which we do, you know, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So every day is a God day, a day to praise him. You know, we don't have to send notes. We can send tongues. We can send our voice, make our voice unto the Lord, and he'll be so blessed. Look at Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas had been doing mighty works. They stopped this woman who was operating a devil spirit and caused some uproar, and they were cast into the prison, and they were put in a dungeon. A dungeon means you've got a long ways to get out. It's not likely that you might get out. They're going to put you far away as they can and maybe forget about you. That's what happens down in Tijuana, so don't go down there. But they put him in the dungeon, and they put stocks on their feet so they couldn't get out. And what did God do? What did they do? You know, they could have thought, oh my gosh, look where we're at. You know, I guess we made the wrong turn, or maybe we shouldn't have said what we said. But you know what they did? In verse 25 it says, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. You know, they didn't, oh God, oh God, oh God. You know, just real lightly, you know, I'm panicking and oh God, what am I going to do? But they were loud enough that everyone heard them. They were listening to them. What a tremendous testimony that was. They sang praises unto God. In the worst situation, you know what they did? They sang praises to God. In our worst situation, what should we do? sing praises to God. You know, not look at the circumstances around us, because what were they doing? They were doing God's will. So why wouldn't he take care of them? What are we doing? We accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead. We became God's property, and he's going to take care of his own. He's taking care of the earth. You know, the earth isn't going to be destroyed. You know, this global warming and everything. You know, God's going to take care of his people. We don't worry about those things. So then what happened in verse 26? So they sang praises unto God, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Isn't that awesome? You got a problem, God could even make an earthquake and open the doors and provide you an out. He's provided our out through Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we're free. Any opportunity we have that we need help, we call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on God. And he can even send forth his angels to take care of us if he needs to do that. So, you know, it's so wonderful when you read the word to really identify with it. Because it's a love, the word of God is God's word to each one of us. And from Genesis to Revelation, is applicable in our lives. So I just thought that was pretty wonderful. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. You kids are doing a wonderful job here. Let's praise them, huh? Probably have some great treats back there later. Little reward's a good incentive for all of us. See, our reward, you know what our reward is to being faithful? Is Christ coming back. So God even put that reward out there for us. Hebrews 13:15 says, the wonderful verse, says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. How do we offer the sacrifice of praise? By the fruit of our lips giving thanks in his name. So that's how we praise. We verbally confess what God has done. You know, that's why testimonies are so wonderful, because we are glorifying God. We're showing each other what God has done. And we need to continue to do that, because that's how people receive. You know, in Acts they told him, you know, we don't want you to speak this man's doctrine. They said, we can't but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Right? If you're joyful, you're praising God, you're blessed, speak it. People need to see it, because they don't see it. It's not something natural. It's from God. And God's desire is that to have all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So, you know, in John it talks about how God has given us a spirit, and he desires that we worship him in spirit and in truth. He will bring the spirit. Psalm 100 I've got a homework assignment for you. I'll tell you about it later. But Psalm 100 is something that we just need to, it explains praising. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise him. And all of Psalms is basically praising God. So if you need something to study this week, read Psalms. Your life will be just so blessed. In 1 Thessalonians, we don't have to look at it, but 5:16, it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, pray without ceasing. How do you do that? By speaking in tongues. You know, we need to be always thankful. When you're thankful, you're blessed. It's when you're not thankful that problems arise. And the adversary, you know, it says in Peter that we cast our care upon him, for he careth for us. Because there is a devil, an adversary, who walketh around seeking whom he may devour. You know, he's a roaring lion. The only thing he can do is get that roar out so that we stop and think, who doubt the word. He can only get us if we doubt the word. But when we confess back, I have a mighty God, he will deliver. It says that the righteous are bold as lions. That's what you confess. And then he's going to flee. Resist the devil and he shall flee. So that's wonderful. I want to go to Daniel and end with Daniel. And Daniel was a tremendous man who praised God. And that was the only thing that they could do to find fault in him. And we're going to read this account. And I want you to see how awesome it is and what God can do as we praise him and put him first. And I thought it was very apropos when I asked Melissa to share with me today. One of the things she says, I want to ask the kids to sing Daniel in the lion's den. I said, well, that's great, because that's what I was going to share on too. So it's so wonderful how God works with us, and just such a wonderful family we have. So Daniel chapter 6, it says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. You know, if you've got a president there that's got the spirit of God, you'd want him to be over the whole realm, wouldn't you? Well, Daniel proved, you know, what that spirit of God could do. Verse 4, it says, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, that they should find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. You know, here's this guy, he's exalted up to next vice president, or vice king. That Darius was a king, and he was next to the king. He had the authority of the king. The king saw he had the spirit upon him, and he was faithful. So that's the type of person you want working for you, huh? But everybody else became jealous of that. And they knew that they couldn't find any fault in him. So then they said, verse 5, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of what? His God. Right. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. You know, now they're just kind of building him up, buttering him up a little bit, because they've got something they want him to do, which isn't really a good thing. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So here they are. All these men are very jealous of Daniel, because he is trusting in his God. He is putting petitions to his God. And so the only way that they can get rid of him, because he's got all this power, and we're, you know, the king doesn't even look to us. So we've got to set this decree that nobody can make a petition before any god or any man except thee, O king, because you're so great, for 30 days. So verse 8. Okay, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Okay, so verse 8. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. So here, the only way that they can find fault with Daniel was to say, for 30 days, you can't talk to your God. Now, Daniel could say, well, 30 days isn't that long. But remember, he was faithful. And when you're faithful, you don't compromise. So Let's see what he decided to do. Verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. You know, God said in the book of the Law of Moses that we have no other gods before him and that we love God. So Daniel was doing what he was to do. He had the Spirit of God upon him. So he wasn't afraid. When we do God's word, we have no fear. We need to have signs around us, no fear here. You know, there's no fear in the new nature because God has given us, you know, we're victorious. We're seated in the heavenlies. You know, there's no sickness. There's no poverty, no financial difficulties in the heavenlies. And that's where we have, that's it, what we have in Christ. He's accomplished that. We are as much healed as we are saved. He made us completely whole. Then these men assembled and found David praying and making supplication before their God. Now he could have closed the windows and, you know, went into his prayer closet and hid himself from everyone, but, you know, he took a stand. No man's going to tell me what to do. In Acts they said, we obey God, not men. You know, men that are men that are standing on God's word, not you're going to tell us what to do. You know, we're not a doormat. So he took a stand and said, I'm going to praise God because I know that's what's right to do. They found him assembled praising God, and then they said, verse 12, then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save O thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? Didn't you sign that? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. You know, even this law, you can't change the law. So they knew, they really thought they had him. You know, just like the devil thought they had Jesus. The devil hadn't known, they would never have crucified Jesus Christ. They knew that he was going to get up and there'd be Christ in each one of us. Never would have done it. Well, they had him sign this law because they felt, okay, we're getting rid of this Daniel because he can't change the law. And I know King Darius likes Daniel, but he can't change the law. It's sly. Verse 13, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. You know, he could have just done once a day too, but he's faithful. And there was no fear in him. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. I don't care what research you do, you can't change it. The king was trying to do whatever he could to rescue him. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. King Darius knew Daniel's stand, and he was his encourager. He said, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. Isn't that awesome? And you know, we can be the encourager of each one of us can encourage each other. The same God who has delivered us, who has set us free, he will deliver us in every situation. Isn't that wonderful? And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. And I'm sure that king enjoyed hearing those words. He could have said, yep. But he said, he showed respect for the king. O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. You know, is there any lion that could hurt you? Not if you believe and take a stand with your God. You know, the adversary, as a roaring lion, he tries to nibble a little bit. But you know, we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave. You know, my God has provided for me. We just glorify God, and he doesn't like to hear that. So he's got to flee. And the king commanded, and they brought these men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, wherever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. Look at this man stand. Because of his faithfulness, that he didn't decide to compromise and say, well, 30 days, I can live with that, because I don't want to get thrown in the den. Because he took a stand, every person, every language that dwelt in all the earth heard this decree. Peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. See, when we take a stand for God, we glorify God. We recognize when the adversary is there as a roaring lion. We shut him up by saying, my God shall deliver me. We encourage each other to say, Melissa, your God, whom you serve continually, he's going to deliver you. So have no fear. And we encourage with the word of God. We praise God. He's our best friend. He's there all the time. We acknowledge him in everything that we do. He's not just a God of hard times. He's there every moment. We are who we are because of him. We have the Spirit of God. He gave us all that he has, that Spirit, so that we could communicate, that we could enjoy a victorious life. And then he's given us that reward of being faithful, of Christ coming back. So I think Daniel is a wonderful example of how we can live and just be victorious. And I have an assignment for you. I want to pass these out. If you guys can pass these out. These are song sheets and praise verses that I want you to take today and put in your Bible. And this week when you're meditating on God's word and thinking about God, is to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, I have Psalm 100 there, and I want you to sing it out. You know, we praise by the fruits of our lips, giving glory to God, giving thanks to God. And if you will sing, one great way to praise God is to sing, and sing in your understanding, and sing in the Spirit. And just take the time every day to just praise God. That, and if there's things in any oppression that the adversary has on you, or any difficulty that you feel like you just can't get a handle on, give that praise to God. Give that to Him. Cast that care upon Him. And just make this a part of your week this week, of singing and giving praises to God. And let me know if things are changing, because maybe we'll start fellowship early and have testimonies of all the things that God has done, because that's what's going to encourage each other to really take a stand like Daniel did. We need to take a stand and see God delivering us. That day of Pentecost, 3,000 souls were brought to the Lord. Every day we can have souls put in our path to speak the word. It's God's desire that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. But we've got to be that instrument that speaks the word and praises God, and people see how awesome our lives are. So I encourage you to take the challenge of praising God this week and see how He will deliver you. If there's a lion in the den that's lurking you, just enjoy the deliverance that God has done through Jesus Christ. And if you've got some wonderful testimonies, let us know, and we'll prepare for fellowship next week that we can really enjoy what God has done for us. So I'd like to just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the awesome privilege it is to know You and to know Your word. We thank You that You have magnified Your word over above Your name, and that You have provided deliverance in every aspect of our lives, that You provide Your word as the truth, and that it's powerful. We thank You that we have a relationship, that You are our Father and we are Your children, that we can come boldly before Your throne of grace, and that we can enjoy the fellowship with You, that we can praise You with our lips, that we can be thankful in every situation and rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Thank You for each one of our brothers and sisters here, for the fellowship that we can have together, that we have for all eternity, and that we can enjoy right now as we love You and serve You, and we can be encouragers to each other and just see Your word live mightily and see it grow. And I thank You for the joy and privilege of believing Your word and loving You. And I thank You for these things, and I thank You for just rebuking the adversary and each one of our lives, that we can just continue to praise You and thank You for all that You've done for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.